Since 2005, the federal government has encouraged states to find alternatives to nursing homes for low-income elderly and disabled people who can live more independently. It makes financial sense, since home health care costs one-fourth as much as a nursing home, saving money for federal health care programs. And it often means a better quality of life for that person.
Study after study that you read demonstrates that people want to live in their homes and their communities for as long as possible.
Tracy Clark directs Montana's portion of the federal program called Money Follows the Person, a name that reflects the goal of finding the right care for an individual, whether or not it involves an institution. In the last year, her program has helped 27 people leave Montana institutions for assisted living centers or their own homes. Clark says healthcare professionals are learning that while a less restrictive environment can be helpful, the transition must be made with care.
The average amount of time it takes to transition someone to the community nationally is 5 months. We're definitely seeing longer planning time needed to successfully transition folks out.
Finding the right kind of care for the elderly is becoming more important as the baby boom generation retires by the millions. It's just one of the issues the Governor's Conference on Aging is addressing this week in Helena. I'm Steve Jess.